Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Earmuff aesthetic. On the double-decker bus to King's Cross St Pancras, two people were having a conversation that I was listening to. "What did she look like?" asked the lady. "She had earmuffs on," her friend replied. Weirdly, that was enough of a description. She had earmuffs on. "Okay, yeah, I've got a crystal clear picture in my head now. Not sure where the rest of the image came from, but it's definitely there. I don't think there's another accessory for the head that paints as full a picture as earmuffs. Is it because most people look the same when wearing a pair of earmuffs? They affect everyone equally, like a doorstop. You can't wear earmuffs and expect people to listen to you as much as when they would if you didn't have earmuffs on. Mainly because you've got earmuffs on and you're making no attempt to hear the other half of the conversation. Well, unless two people who are both wearing earmuffs are having a muffled conversation. With the sharp focus of the image created through the word earmuffs, it made me wonder if I mainly focus on people's heads. Maybe I do. It's where the leading components of communication are based. It's the base. It's the headquarters of the human. Is that why headquarters are called headquarters? There's too much noise in the headquarters, thoughts rushing around. I want to work in the heart quarters, the gut quarters.